Welcome to today's French Gap Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Rhonda Schoeman, the mother of Nick Schoeman, this week's Iowa Hawkeyes football kid captain, joins us on today's program. She talks about Nick's battle with muscular dystrophy and some of the things she and the family have learned throughout the process. Take us back to really how this all started.
When he was 4 years old, we were at my parents' farm outside of Sully, and we were walking around the yard, and Nick was running ahead of us. And my mom made some comment about, you know, he's just got some cute little wiggle when he runs, doesn't he? And she just made the comment thinking it was really cute. It kind of resonated with me. I thought, you know, she's right. He's kind of got a funny way of running. And then at daycare, when he was playing with the other kids, I would just kind of pay attention and notice that Nick was falling a little bit more than the other kids. He was tripping over shoelaces that most kids would just keep barreling right on through, kind of thing. And so I noticed something just wasn't quite right with him. And so he'd had a lot of ear infections, and we were at the medical clinic in Pella, and Dr. John was his doctor at the time. And I just asked Dr. John, hey, can you just get Nick to run down the hall for you and just kind of take a look and see what's going on with him? And Dr. John said, well, Nick, take a run down the hall. And so Nick did his little run, and he said, well, Nick, get down on the floor and stand up, but don't use a chair, don't use a table, just stand up from the middle of the floor. And when Nick stood up, he put his hands on the ground like a toddler would to stand up. And Dr. John said, well, that's Gower sign. I didn't know what that was. It sounded foreign. I just knew it wasn't good. So then he explained to me that he thought it was muscular dystrophy, and said that, you know, Dr. Matthews in Iowa City would be the doctor to get to, and he would make a phone call. And basically, at that time, my husband was working in town, so I called him to come over to the clinic, and we went into Dr. John's office and made a few phone calls, made an appointment, and that's kind of how that all started from that end.
And I can imagine that news. I don't know if the troubling is the right word, but certainly something as a parent, that's tough to hear, isn't it?
Well, you know, you go through all the whole range of emotions of, you know, you feel like you're on that roller coaster and your stomach is dropping. And I literally, you know, the visual I tell people, which isn't a real pretty visual, but I felt like I was going to throw up on my shoes just because your stomach just hits that bottom, and the unknown is very scary. And you don't know what to expect, and you have zero control over what you're being told. And it's a lot of information that's hard to process, because first of all, you don't even know what's muscular dystrophy. You've heard the word and you know it's not good, but you don't know what that means for your child. So it is a little frightening to be able to go through that.
It's certainly a disease that many people can't really wrap their minds around, because it's hard to believe how the process works. And you had to learn it now the hard way.
Yeah, my husband and I have had to become scientists, and we don't like science so much, honestly, now that we know more about it. But Dr. Matthews in Iowa City was fantastic when we met with her the first time, explaining it and drawing it out on a piece of paper so that we could understand that essentially what's going on in Nick's DNA and how his genetic code is wired is his genetic code kind of tracks along and does its thing. And then when it gets to the part where it has to build muscle protein, the code gets scrambled and confused and it doesn't know what to do. So it just jumps over that code and goes on to other things. So essentially what happens is Nick's muscle fibers, when they need that chemical, when they're calling for that dystrophin chemical to give strength to those muscles, there's no chemical to give, or very little chemical to give. We've never tested Nick for sure to know if his body produces no dystrophin or if his body produces a little. That can make a difference on how quickly the disease progresses. But at this point, we didn't want to put him through any more DNA testing to do that, because it would be some painful muscle biopsies that we didn't feel was necessary. So basically, we're just at this point realizing that over time, as his body grows and his body demands more muscle, his body can't produce it. So unfortunately, it is a progressive disorder where over time, Nick's going to continue to get weaker versus stronger.
The process since then, since he's been home and since he's been restricted, if you will, with his movement, what has that been like, and that transition been like?
The first day we were in Iowa City, Dr. Matthews looked at us and said, your expectations need to change for your son. So initially, you don't really appreciate that being shared with you, but then you start realizing different expectations are fine, mm-hmm. that there's things that Nick has taught us that I don't think if we weren't in this situation, we never would have known. You know, things like how important family time is, that a clean house doesn't matter. Spending time with your child, playing a game, playing some cards, that's what matters. And so he's taught us those things. And different expectations are scary, but they can be good. I mean, Nick's had some pretty amazing things happen to him since all of this has happened. Kid Captain, of course, is the current highlight, but there's a lot of other really good things that have come to Nick that kind of help outweigh the bad.
Nick and the Showman family will be honored before kickoff at 11 a.m. Saturday morning. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.